It's different minhagim about carrying in Shabbos. To rely on the Eruv, not to rely on the Eruv. About in every city, b'derech klal, it's a machlekes in between the frum people and the less frum people. I want to be madgish. What I want to speak today about is the main shaila. The main shaila. Avada in every city and in every place could be specific shailas that the Eruv Bichlal can help. But first to go in Be'ikar to the shaila and take it to the Mokir, why Bnei Teira never carry? Bnei Teira never carry. The more, not Bnei Teira, but the Eruv do carry, the Bnei Teira don't carry. I want to go over the main shaila. A lot of people think that it's a Eruv, so why not to carry? But this is Pashut. Everyone understands, even though it's a Eruv, and you're not allowed to carry, or you're allowed to carry, the Moshe Noah will say that if we have an Eruv, you're allowed to put on the light in Shabbos, right? I see the Eruv. The Eruv is not matter to put on a light. The Eruv is not matter to write in Shabbos. The Eruv is not matter to do Shal Melochus in Shabbos. The Eruv only is matter to carry. Why the Eruv is matter to carry? We'll explain it. The Pashtus, in a second we'll explain it. If the Isur to carry is the Isur de Rabbonon, so Chazal said, the Eruv helps. But if the Isur to carry is the Isur de Raisa, the Fimol Shitas, Eruv cannot help. Eruv cannot be matir Averas. If it's the Isur to carry, Eruv could be matir to carry. If Midei Raisa, you're allowed to carry. But Midei Rabbonon, you're not allowed to carry. Gzeira de Rabbonon. Chazal said, if you have an Eruv, you could carry. So we have to first go duch. We'll go keseder advar. We'll start. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Mem Hei Seif Yud. Sorry. Shin Mem Hei Seif Zayin. Shulchan Aruch brings down two shittas. Eizu Reshus Rabbi. What is called Reshus Rabbi? The first shita is rechoivos, streets, shvokim, that are wide to Zion Amo. 15 Amo is around 15 feet, maybe 8 meters. The Eino Mekoiri, and it doesn't have a roof. The Ein Loim Choimo, and there's no gate around the city. Or even if they have a gate, but it's open from side to side, and there's no doors in the choyma that close by night, harei ze reshus harabim. So the first agdori, what is reshus harabim? The first sheet is, if you have a street that is 15 feet wide, and there's no choyma around the city, or even if it's a choyma around the city, if there's no doors, or even if it's doors, and the doors are not closed by night, it's called Reshus Rabbim. V'yesh Oimri, the second shita. Kol she'ein shishim reb oivrim boi b'chol yoim eino Reshus Rabbim. Only if 600,000 people pass there, it's called Reshus Rabbim. So it's two shitas what is called Reshus Rabbim. One shita, if street that is wide 15 feet is Reshus Rabbim, and the second sheet is a street that has to have 600,000 people every day is called Reshus Rabbim. Zog the Mishneh Berurah. So when you read the Shulchan Aruch, the klolim of Shulchan Aruch is when it's a first sheet, and then it says Ve'yesh Oimrim, So bederech klal we paskin like the first shita. So we paskin that what is Rishus HaRabim? A street that is not, that is wide 15 feet is called Rishus HaRabim. Zog dem Mishnah Berurah le'inyan aloche midas ha'mechaber dekosav rak b'shem yeshoimrim mashma dala aloche lo yisvira liken. If someone wants to rely that Rosh Hashanah has to have 600,000 people, ein limcha is biyadam. But the Mishnah Berurah finishes, v'kol bal nefesh yachmi. So the achor of the Mishnah Berurah is that every bal nefesh has the nemtzachon, that what is called Rosh Hashanah. Every street that is wide 15 amo, 8 meters, is called Rosh Hashanah. Zog de biur aloche. Kol yere shomayim, yesh loy lehachmir leatzmoy. De bezmaneinu gam ken yesh reshus harabim. Umimele, ein lismoich al eiruv shel tzur asa pesach. De beinen dafkod lotois. So the Mishnah Berurah says, while we learn that reshus harabim is a street that is wide 15 amo, so we can't rely on an Eruv that has a Tzur Asa Pesach. Why we can't rely on an Eruv that has a Tzur Asa Pesach? The Mishnah Berurah says to Simen Shin Samach Dalet. Reshus HaRabim Eino Niteres Elo Bedlotois. Lefi Mor Shittes. Reshus HaRabim, and I will explain a little bit. We have a Reshus HaRabim. A place that is called Reshus HaRabim, you're not allowed to carry. Put strings around it. So put strings around the pen and write in Shabbos. Yeah? Put strings around the fire and make a fire in Shabbos. String are nothing. Bemele, Reshus HaRabim is mutar if you have a choyma, and if you have doors from both sides, it's also to carry. The choyma has to have doors and they have to be closed by night, or at least in potential to close by night. Mishnah Berurah explains the motion if you have doors, but with the years, with sand and dirt, you can't close the doors. So even if you, the sheet is that we make, then you don't have to close them by night, but you have to come Erev Shabbos and dig out all of the sand, then the doors will be easy to close. The motion, if you go in Rehov Hamem Gimel Sarotskin, in Shabbos they have these gates, and they're closed. Not that they have glaze that you could close and could open them. In the street it's closed, and on the sidewalk is a door that can open and close. And there it has to be closed all Shabbos, because it's not closed by night, because these gates are open by night, the streets are open. So the first sheet tells that Reshus HaRabim Eino Niteres Elo Bedlotes. Yesh Oimrim Aval Pishe Eino Ninolis, Shiyuroi Linoilo, Aval Imim Yishukar Ba'ofor Tzorach Letake. So we have a Shulchan Aruch, Reshus HaRabim Eino Niteres Lemoshel. Why I decided to speak about it? I know I was Ben Azmanim. I went to a place that is called Yad Binyamin for Shabbos. And it was Chosh V'Yitin there. 2 hours before Shabbos, we found out that for the whole year was no Eruv there. It was the Eruv with the Hechsher and everything, yeah? It was no Eruv at all. People there for a year carried. We'll get it. So Reshus HaRabim Eino Niteres Elo Bedlotes. So Mishnah Berurah says, so do one and one. If we decide that every street that is 15 Amo is called Reshus HaRabim, right? Rechov Beis Yisrael is 15 Amo is called Reshus HaRabim. Rechov Yafo is 15 Amo, Reshus HaRabim. Bar Ilan is 15 Amo, is Reshus HaRabim. So Yerushalayim is Reshus HaRabim, right? Some shit is all you have to have 600,000 people. Maybe we don't have 600,000. Maybe we do, we'll get to it soon. The trains, but let me talk now, we don't have 600,000 people. But we for sure have big streets. So we pass in Yerushalayim Reshus HaRabim. Shin Memhei, Yerushalayim has to decide Reshus HaRabim is Reshus HaRabim. So if the Mishnah Berurah says, Bal Nefesh Yerushalayim has to decide that 15 Amos is Reshus HaRabim, Yerushalayim is Reshus HaRabim. You go to Shin Samach Dalet, Reshus HaRabim, you're not allowed to carry, only if you have doors around it. Yerushalayim doesn't have doors. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, one and one is two, is no way to carry. And this is Be'etzem the reason every person has a little bit Yiras Shamayim doesn't carry. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, if you carry, you're not Yiras Shamayim. Yeah? Yiras Shamayim doesn't carry. That's the Mishnah Berurah. This is the reason all the frum people, Be'ashkof or Rishoyinu, don't carry. Zog the Mishnah Berurah in Biur Aloche, seven times the Mishnah Berurah says it. Ulo Shinza Magdalet. Hari Mevuer Be'seiv Zed, Be'shusorabim, Bo'idlotes Likula Alme. Ve'ilav Ochi Osul Letaltel, Midoi Raisen. ואם כן קושה על מנהג האוילום שמסתפקים בצורס הפסח ברשוסו רבים שהוא רוחב יהודה ובאמו ומפולש משער לשער. בינתיים זה משתברו, he was not speaking about our matzev. Our matzev, מפולש משער לשער. ירושלים doesn't have walls, yeah? Walk, walk, you'll be out, yeah? משתברו is talking about a city that was closed. They had the ghetto. But, was no doors by night. They had צורס הפסח. And why people carry the soymech and the shittes the ledidan less than the sorabim. But in the rov harishoyim soivrim shegam bedidan iker shusorabim. V'im ken kosher lismoich al ze beisur skile. Kosher lismoich al ze beisur skile. How you can rely on tzuras haPesach? You're right. If it's not reshusorabim, so why the strings help? Eruv is a hacker. Medei Raisa, it's be'etzem karmelis, because we have to have 600,000 people. If we don't have 600,000 people, it's not called reshusorabim. So reshusorabim medei rabbonon, it's karmelis. You're not allowed to carry. No, eruv is a hacker. Say it. But if it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim Dei Raise, ain't any Torah Selo Bit Lotus. So how people rely on it? Zog the Mishnah Berurah, maybe they rely on Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds that the strings could make a place not Rosh Hashanah Rabim even Midei Raise. Why? The machlekes is, I want only to touch it, that you know, we'll have a little bit of soge. Why taki the strings are not enough? Tzuras haPesach, and Tzuras haPesach, and Tzuras haPesach. I have Tzuras haPesach around the whole city. The answer is, because people walk there. So us rabbim umevat limechitzas. While the rabbim walk under the Tzuras haPesach, it doesn't have a shame. The Rambam holds that this is a din derabbanan. Midei Raisa, Tzuras haPesach is enough. So the Mishnah Berurah explains like this. The Mishnah Berurah taina is one taina. If Tzuras haPesach doesn't help Midei Raisa b'Reshus HaRabim. So when a person walks out of Yeshiva Be'etzem, he has an Eruv that Yerushalayim is made with an Eruv in Tzuras haPesach, right? So if Tzuras haPesach doesn't help Midei Raisa, so if 15 Amo is Midei Raisa, so he's over on Isur Skile, he's writing. If we're going to feed 600,000 people, so maybe he has a heter, yeah? Maybe he has a heter. So it's a Sofek Dei Raisa. The Mishnah Berurah counts 16 shittas hold that we're going to feed 600,000 people. 15 shittas hold, you're going to feed 15 amo. Yeah? If you find Tuksav Yad Mechon Yerushalayim, everything will change, yeah? So people say, so an Esreg, you try to find a good Esra, you try to find a Mehudo Dikat Tfilin, you try, here it's a Sofek Isur Skile. It's the most Chomo Dikazach. So this is impelling the Mishnah Berurah, how people rely to carry. So Mishnah Berurah says, maybe the reason people are Soymach to carry, maybe the reason people are Soymach to carry is because they hold like the Rambam, that even if it's a Shusarabim Dei Raise, the Tzuras haPesach could help. Avadim in the Rabbonon, it cannot help. The Mele, it's a Sofek de Rabbonon. The Mele, it's a Sofek de Rabbonon. Alken, ein limchis biyad ha'olam sheno agu lehoker. Aval bal nefesh, yachmir le'atzmoi. Ki yesh beze groret chiyuv chatas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, bal nefesh, yachmir le'atzmoi. Ki yesh beze groret dechiyuv chatos. So this is the reason, we'll try lat lat, why bashkofa rishoyno pnei teira never carry. How you could carry? So Sofek Dei Raisa. We speak about the best Eruv already in the world. The best Eruv in the world. It only helps if it's a Derabbanan. If it's a Deiraisa, it doesn't help. Doesn't help. So Sofik Deiraisa. And even if you Derabbanan that it helps, it only helps with Deiraisa. With Derabbanan, it doesn't help. The man in Mishnah Berurah says, Bal Nefesh Yachmir. The Oruch HaShulchan brings down in Shin Mem Hei he says he Bichlal doesn't understand. Even the shittas that hold Samach Riboy, he says, can be that some Rishonim hold that you have to have Shishim Riboy. Everyone has to hold that it goes in 15 Amot. So what is this Raya? If you have to have Shishim Ribo, he has a Shtarke Kasha. This man, when they came back in Bai Sheni, you know, we're in a Baruch Hashem generation, so much people all over looking at Shiva. Where you go with people, yeah? When they came back from Chulban Abayis, it was 40,000 Yidden in Yerushalayim. Arba Riboy. And Nehemiah yells on them that they're Mechalei Shabbos, they're carrying. Chazal made a gzeire, mukze, or to carrying. Rishus HaYoch, Rishus HaRabim. It was no Rishus HaRabim. Some answer, maybe we're a lot of goyim living in Yerushalayim, yeah? Who says that we're only Yidden? But the Oruch HaShulchan Tain is that there's no shit of Samach Riboy Bichlal. Rashi means has to be a road that 600,000 people could pass there. But, like our roads. But doesn't mean that you have to have the 600,000 people passing. V'im ken kol adrochim shelon rishus harabim. And he says, and even if not, the mele, he doesn't understand how people can make Eruv today. Avol ma nase. He says, after all the arichas, כל היתר הוא צורס הפתח. כאילו לרחובים שלנו רחובים תזיין אמו, אין שום היתר ששורם עם גומר וצור דלוטו ישינו לס בלילו. והנה מפורש השכנו רכוס ודרוי והפויסקים סויברים 15 אמו. תז מוגנב רום פרמיגות. אומם איך עוד מגדוי לבדור שלפנינו הירה שאוי לו על העירוב שלנו. One of the Gedolim written down, ve'eiro ba'alil sha'isu, ha'oisrim em rabim yoisa ba'amikilim. Mishkanes Yankov went and he found that his lists of Oisrim. And the reason that some Rishonim were Mekel, they didn't have the Sforim, but we found all the Rishonim on Eruvin, and today we know everyone holds 15 Amo. האויסרים, ריף, רם, עמודם, רשבם, רעבן, רמבן, רשבו, ריף, רמבן, מגמיש לריבוש. בלטייס, רשבו, ריף, ריבו, ילבר, רעוז, רעוז. בקיצור, he says, he counts all the list, ומילא, he says, there's no way to carry. אור חשוך. He says, but what will help that I will yell and yell? מה זה כלל ישראל בוסי מכן ערב all the years? To wake up now and say, 2,000 years כלל ישראל were wrong, שחקן יש זי. מה נעריך? כאילו בס כל יוצא הלוכי כשיט הזו. ואם בונו לעקב, and we'll tell people they can't carry, they will say, משתגים אנחנו, נספש את הדובו בכל ישראל. Now we have to know, before we try to מלאם את זכוס, I want first, the מטור of this שיעור הלוחס, על המול תוזח. Let's first to say the הלוחס, אבל בעיקר דה לשיעור בוחם וזה נשכן גירים. You go around, yeah, yeah, carry, yeah, don't carry, yeah. He gets old a little bit, you know, he lives in a better yeshiva, he doesn't carry, a shvach yeshiva, he carries. A person has to know what is the tzedot ha'shayla, and then you have to know. You have to understand that in our days it became much more chomo. Why? Moshe Feinstein, in the tshuva, when he speaks against the Eruv in New York, Moshe says that in our days, don't bring me the minigin klal Yisrael was to carry. Yeah, we have a problem with this whole minig, say that. Forget about the problem that we have with the minig to carry. Why? We say Rosh Hashanah goes to feast 600,000 people. Say that. See, maybe soon the answers of the Oruch HaShulchan. He says, Nishtah Azar Hashitas. Zot Reb Moshe, first that a lot of streets today have 600,000 people passing with trains. The main cities in the world, the trains take over 600,000 people every day. Cars. I'm not going out to the shaila if it's called passing or not. Yeah, you count the cars, you count the train, you count the people. Yeah, some people say you count every train like one person. Yeah, they say you count the amount of people. But I'm not going into that shaila. The Moshe time is that he's asking a shaila. From where we learn 600,000 people from the Midbar. Machne Yisrael was 600,000 people. Is what everyone was bored in the Midbar. Every day, everyone went back and forth in the streets. Some of the people started to learn. It means that the city has 600,000 people, Sotter Moshe, that they go to the street, they come out, but you don't have to have a march of all the 600,000 people going to the main street. The Mele, he says, Klal Yisrael, from the time of the Churban, were never living in cities and neighborhoods that they had over 600,000 people. Loi Hoyer Kazois, were small ghettos. You read in the Kines here, 5 Koyanim were killed, 10 Koyanim were killed. You go to Shtiblach, you have more Koyanim from the whole Kines, yeah? So B'mele, he said, this is the reason it was Eruvs. Oh, but today that we have 600,000 people, could be even Likula Almetz Deiraise. So the Hainu, it's not only a Sofik Deiraise, 15 Amos, Rosh Hashanah, and our Eruv doesn't help, or 600,000 and the Eruv helps. Today's Zogdei Reb Moshe, so first he speaks that the trains in Manhattan have 600,000 people. But even without that 600,000 people, Zogdei Reb Moshe, if it's in the city 600,000 people, could be this called Rosh Hashanah L'Kulei Alma? Could be this is called Rosh Hashanah L'Kulei Alma? And if it's called Rosh Hashanah L'Kulei Alma, so Eruv L'Churi cannot help at all? So you're right. Loshon Shulchan Aruch sheboikim boy. The Rama says, "Bezman hazeh, we don't have Rosh Hashanah." Yeah, they never had 600,000. So but again, so the Tchilas Advarim. I'm saying again, Tchilas Advarim. The first reason I'm speaking only on the first reason. We'll get Be'erich is 5 reasons not to rely on Eruv. We're holding in the first reason. The first reason is from the Mishneh Berurah Baal Nefesh Yachmir. Because Eruv cannot help only with doors. B'mokim does Rosh Hashanah Deiraisa. And if the Shittas that is 50 Amo, it's called Rosh Hashanah Deiraisa. And even if the Shittas of 600,000 people, could be the cities today have 600,000 people. So the Shaila is, so how people relied on the Eruv. Again, clapping the first problem that we're discussing. So the reason people relied on the Eruv, first they said the Rama says in Shin Mem Vav, Kol Rishus Rabim Shelonu Karmelis. So Vaista is the Rama was Machria that we have to have 600,000 people and not 15 Amo. So another Rama in Shin Nun Zayin Siv Gimel, Afilu Bezman Azed, the Leke Rishus Rabim. The Beis Ephraim says that he found another 17 Rishonim that hold that we go lefi 600 people and not lefi Tazayin Amo. But it's also one of the rayas that they say is that it's not mistaber why we don't take lulav and Shabbos and Rosh and Sukkot. You know why? Why we don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Eschal b'Shabbos? Gzeir Hashemo Yavirenu Dal Adamas b'Rishus Rabbim. But no one has Rosh Hashanah, we say. Let's speak about the Eruv. If it's no Rosh Hashanah, because you have to have 600,000 people, and it's kimat never happens, that they walk in one street. So Chazal made a gzeire, Shem ya'avirenu dal adamas b'Rosh Hashanah. What is the gzeire? What is the gzeire, Shem ya'avirenu dal adamas b'Rosh Hashanah? You say that normally you don't have Rosh Hashanah. 600,000 people in one street, it's kimat not shayach. Today with trains, maybe a shayach. Amol, it's kimat not shayach. This is the reason everyone did Eruv al Amol. So what was the gzeir Hashem ha'yavirenu dal damas b'shus harabim? Chazal made a gzeir. It's famous, the Maise. Kiveger had a enikel. Reb Leibel Eger. Reb Leibel Eger became a chassid. His father, Reb Shleim Eger, sat shiva when he became a chassid. So when he came back, so his father asked him, and he spoke to him, he said shiva, but Reb Leibel Eger was a talmid chacham. So when he came back, Reb Shleim told him, Leibel, no, tell me what came out from the chassidus. What you came out with? He said, a tenet of Zaydis Kash. Kvei gefreg te kashe, what is the gzeir Hashem ha-yavir edo dal damas bushu sorabim? Ben Azai holds that you only chayev when you mavir dal damas bushu sorabim if you jump the whole dal damas. But if you walk, Ben Azai holds, mehalich ke'oy medoim domi. So you never have dal damas. Every step, kilu you put it down. We pask in mehalich lav ke'oy medomi. Only if you stop lofush, the rest. Aber Ben Azai holds in Yerushalmi, mehalich ke'oy medomi. So you only chayev daladames if you jump from point A to point B. So Reb Shleim Eger, so Reb Kvi Eger fragt Akash, lefi ben Azai, what is the gzeire? Shemu yavirenu daladames b'shesorabim? It cannot never happens. The person will take a shofar and he will jump. I'm sure of that. We don't have to make a gzeire. That's the same Akash I'm asking now. If normally there's no b'shesorabim, only one street in Manhattan, Chazal will never make a gzeire for that street. So Reb Leibel told Shleime, I learned the teretz for Zaydis Kashe. As migeit machen a mitzvah, I learned by the chassidim, we jump. So it's a gzeire that you'll be married on a davis. Yeah, by us it's taka a gzeire. When you do go to do a mitzvah, you jump. You taka a chshash that you'll be married on a davis. As migeit machen a mitzvah, mishvin. Mishvin. As Reb Leibel answered. Aber mikol mokoyim, the kashe is why the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help. So, some achronim want the answer. Like the Mishnah Berurah himself says that lefi the Rambam tzuras haPesach is the Rabbonon. So, besofik the Rabbonon, we say mechan these shittas. Some want to say that when we not say mechan tzuras haPesach, it's only lemoshel on the electric poles. It's a big nafkimine. Some cities lemoshel they can't have an eruv. So they rely on the strings that the electric company has. So most of the cities have electric poles all over with strings. They check that they're good, and then they fix the eruv in the corners. Dir taka, it's very shvach to be saymachad. Because the ma'aseh, people break the tzuras haPesach. But like in Yerushalayim, that the government, the rabbanut, who it is, made all over, the badats, make all over real eruvs, they say a tzuras haPesach that is made by people has a real Shem Tzuras HaPesach, and there, even if people pass under it, it's not bottle, and it has a Shem Mechitza. But it's very schwer. Some want to be Makel again, to say that the reason people were Makel is, and the Rambam is Mashma, that even if you don't have to have 600,000 people, and it's enough to have 15 Amo, but it has to be a place that most of the city goes there. The Hainu, today, I don't know, maybe in big cities in the States, you could say that. In Yerushalayim, it's not one street that most of the city goes there. Maybe Yafo, maybe. Some people go to this street. The Oruch HaShulchan explains it more. He says, in that days, he says, was one main street, like a 13th Avenue, but only that, he says. Everyone went to that place. He says today, even that is main streets, but some people go to that shop, and some people go to that shop, and this is a little center. Reshus HaRabim was a Reshus of the Rabim of the city. This is called Reshus HaRabim. We don't have Reshus HaRabim. They have the Yukim and Rishonim. But all of these are Teirim HaShvach. Reb Moshe Feinstein brings down, someone send him a letter, why he's not Misyaches. They had one of their Teirim is, that the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch, Reshus HaRabim has to be Mefulosh, Mitzad Letzad. Open from side to side. Some Achroinim learn that it's only called Reshus HaRabim Deraisa if it's from one side straight to the other side. But if the street curves in the middle, it's not called Reshus HaRabim. Loshon HaShulchan Aruch, Reshus HaRabim, Mefulosh, Mitzad Letzad. So they asked the Moshe why he doesn't handle it. The Moshe said, I don't think that it's a tzad even to think that it has to be straight. Means it has to be, he says, that you walk in from one side, it doesn't stop. Meaning to say, want to be Lamoshal. You have Lamoshal Rosh Hasharabim. Lamoshal Rabbi Yashiv said, just to be Mamchish, Harnof is not called Rosh Hasharabim. Why? Said, even that Harnof has big streets. But when you go on the street, and then you find yourself again up in the top. Goes around and around and it pours you out, yeah? But the whole neighborhood is a closed neighborhood. You can't cut through the neighborhood. The Rosh Hasharabim is not from side to side. Meaning to say, side to side means like Yerushalayim, yeah? You could go in from the Knisah La'ir, you go to Kvish Echad, and you go weiter. You don't get stuck in the middle. The Rishonim say that it has to be from side to side. What if it is a big road, then it's little neighborhoods, Mamish Golnish, and then again it's a big road. That is not called Rosh Hasharabim. But it doesn't have to be straight. So they tell you that in a lot of cities in Yerushalayim, in America it's not like that. You have avenues and streets, it cuts from side to side. But in the little cities, even though you have big streets, Pitam in the middle of Mamish comes into a neighborhood, there's Mamish like little streets there, and Mamele it's not called Mefulish. In Varsha there was Semech and that Heter to make a Eruv. The Chazanish Tain is another Kule. He says that in the way they build all the streets today in the world, every street is Rishus HaYochid. He says why? He says, Lemoshel, go outside here, Yeshiva. Stand in front of the street. Beis Yisrael goes down. Yeah? At that we have Nechama. It's a bakery. I'm just saying it for people who listen, who not understand. Yeah? That is a bakery, right? So we have like this. We have Yeshiva Smir from one side. We have buildings from the other side. And we have Nechama from the top. Zog Chazanish, so you have three mechitzes. 1, 2, 3. So Zosh Sayochid Gemura. Oymed Merubah Al HaPorutz. So it's Rosh Hasayochid. Says after that is Rosh Hasayochid, the next street bumps into that. And the Chazanish pictures that, he says, even though the Mishnah Berurah never said like that, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't call it Rosh Hasayochid. It's not called a Mokim Mukaf Mechitzes. He tain is that a lot of the streets, you have to know, in America you have some places that it's mamish forever, there's no street. But if not, he says, if you could meet three streets, it's called Rosh Hasayochid Me'ikar Adin. Now, it's more as bay. I don't want to go in more in this prat. I want to misakim the Chelek Aleph. So the Chelek Aleph, the reasons that the Chazanish himself writes down in the Munah v'Bitochen, I just want to read. Chazanish writes down that when a person keeps a mitzvah, but he doesn't keep it completely, he's a nobody. He says like this. Im u'shoymer es ha-mitzvah. But he didn't learn all of the halachas. He says, L'moshal, a person sits in Suda Shabbos and sings Zmiris beautifully. And he's eating food l'kavod Shabbos. And he takes out the bones from the fish. Says they burn him in Gehenna from all the sides. And they don't say he's a elikayid. He's a poshte proste mechal Shabbos. No one needs your Shabbos meal. He's sitting and he's dancing and he's buying fish, Yosim Mokir Shabbos, but he takes out the bones. Ole Moshul, he says. He has a Suda Shabbos and he keeps everything. But he's carrying his talis because he says that it's an Eruv in the city. A prost and Mechal Shabbos. Keep it down, it's nothing. So the Chazanish B'teich HaDvorim Stam and his Moshul, even that he says, B'dar Echlal, Eruv doesn't work. So again, the first reason that Meteire don't rely on the Eruv Bederech Klal is for two reasons. The Iker reason, the Mishnah Berurah, I'm saying all this I'm calling the first reason. The Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah says that we go Lefi 15 Amo, it's called Rosh Hasharabim. And B'meile, B'zman Hazeh, most of the streets are called Rosh Hasharabim. Second of all, maybe the Moshe says it's called that we have Shishim Ribo in a lot of our cities. B'meile, we don't rely on the Eruv. Baal Nefesh, the Mishnah Berurah says not to rely on the Eruv. So the Ma'aseh, the Mishnah Berurah was living the streets like us. He was living in Radin. You could go and see it as the same thing like us. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Bal Nefesh, not to rely on Ha'ev. So before you start, if you're asking, is the Inyan not to carry or not, the answer is, Bal Nefesh has the Inyan not to carry, yes. Azay Shteit in Mishnah Berurah. Azay Shteit in Mishnah Berurah. Azay Shteit in Mishnah Berurah. I'm saying again, Avada, we could go into Pratim to argue about it or not. We'll leave it. Today we'll build up the first chelik. The second reason not to rely on the Eiruv. The halachas from Eiruv are totally in a lot of shailas, and I will explain. Le moshel, I'll take one halacha. Maybe I'll take two halachas, just to give the moshel. You have to have an Eiruv. So Ayla Moshe came to this city that is called Yad Binyamin, Choshev city. They said, here is an Eruv. Even Lefi the Machmirim, you could have an Eruv here. Why? We don't have to rely on Tzuras HaPesach. We live near the Arabs. The government forced us to have a gate around the whole city. We have a gate. And we have doors. You're right, the doors are open, but we have doors that could close. Gevaldik. So we took a car and we started to go around the Eruv. They have a gate all over the place. In five places, the gate, you know, they make this, bars, gates. The floor is a little bit goes down, maybe because it rains or not, yeah? You know, the Arab could climb from the bottom. Say that. This is a different problem now. But Lemaisa, the gate goes down more from Gimel Tfochim. In the middle of the gate is Govoya Morfa Gimel Tfochim. It doesn't have a din of a gate at all. Gedoyim Boikim, but it's Gomish. The whole gate is bottom of Utl. These people have to know these halachas. Not only that, some places near the gate, there's a lot of good bushes that grew. And when you go from far away, you just mamish could walk in the bush and go down. So it's Mevatel the gate. I'm not going into the halachas. But a place, I remember last year, we went with the shir, went up north somewhere. Also, was a gate all over the place. I went there on Shabbos. Some places with such nice bushes or trees that your mamash could walk over the gate. So it doesn't have a din of a gate. But this is the easy part. Not only that, then you go to the doors. Oh, we have doors that close. A lot of times, the place that the doors close, they don't want to get stuck on the floor. The mamish make the doors higher, yeah? So even when the door closes, it's over 3 tefachim. So it doesn't help. They say that, but this, you say, okay, so you need someone that has a better gate. The bigger problem is, and I want to mention one halacha, and this is the Ezrasteire Eruv Lemoshel is very good in it. The Mishnah Berurah says, when you make Tzuras HaPesach, already, Lam Bezon, you're already Seimech in the Tzuras HaPesach. How you do Tzuras HaPesach? There's hundreds of halachas in Tzuras HaPesach. But I want to say one halacha. The halacha is, Tzuras HaPesach has to be, look at the door of the Miklat, a nice door, right? Everyone goes into his house, has a nice door. You saw once a door like this, crooked. One side is high, one side is low. I'm not speaking an arch. I'm speaking a door. One side is like this, one side is 10 amos, one side is 5 amos. Yeah? Maybe in modern you could make it a nice arch, yeah? But the Chazal call it Shari Shamuti. It's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Right? Now, I want to be masked. To machshir the place with the Eruv, we need to call the whole place around that it has Tzuras HaPesach. Doors and doors and doors and doors. Yeah, it's a big chiddush that helps with the reise. But Lam Bezogin, we want to say that it helps. Mishnah Berurah said the reason we're relying on it to say that the Tzuras HaPesach helps. Or even when it has to help with the Rabbanon. If it's crooked, it doesn't help. So how straight it has to be? But you have to go with that, yellow water to check that it's mamish. Yeah. So some people are mamish. Mishnah Berurah says, Nireh La'inayim. I'm not, yeah. Because if you have to do it mamish straight, there's places that there's some neighborhoods, they have mamish people that, you know, they make it straight like the lulav mamish. But the problem is like this. When you go to mountains, every time when you make an eruv around the city is full with mountains and all over. The street goes up and down, right? How you do the Tzuras HaPesach? Normally you order 5,000 poles, 7 feet high, and you put a string from one to the other, right? Now the street goes uphill. Take our street here to Nechama, right? If I will start to build an eruv and I will order poles 7 feet. Put one or two, I put a string, right? It's crooked. A big machleik is if it's good or not. Some say the eruv is not good. The only way is to order a high one here, a short one here, and then it'll be exactly straight. The string, the door is straight. Yeah, this is kimat impossible to do. Then you really have to have, order every place a different pole. It's not shaykh to do it. Especially the places that they use the electricity company place strings all over the city, yeah? The company does it. They have the same kind of sticks all over and the string goes from one to the other. Yeah? Even if the muscle, the from people get permission to put another metal line on that, yeah? Now you can't put it in the side. You have to put it, the string can be in the side of the poles. It has to be on top of the poles. So you can't say, I will use the governments, but we'll put it straight, yeah? You have to go on top. So some shit is old. If it's exactly the same amount of the hill, it's called straight. If it's going up only because the hill is going up, this is one of the avoidus koshes shebamikdosh. Meaning to say, to have an eruv that the strings go straight, and even if lamazogin, because the hill goes up, so you want to go up with the hill, and maybe you're allowed to go up with the hill, but only the amount of the hill going up. That is a very hard thing for Metzias to do. So what I'm trying to explain. We're coming to Azach. The Shmaiser says in the Akdome that when something is a suffix, a person that is a poishaya b'derabonon, even if he's a shoygeg b'deraisa, he's not called a shoygeg. Here we have a suffix deraisa, bichlal eruv helps or not. Lam bezogin, we're already going in that it helps because it's only suffix derabonon and it helps. The Tzuras HaPesach, yeah, we rely on the Rambam Tzuras HaPesach. But you know how the Tzuras HaPesach is done? It's so hard to do the Tzuras HaPesach. So you have to rely that that guy that is going around the Eruv knows all of the shittas, higher, smaller. I'll tell you one more thing that people don't know. I'm just saying that you will have a base. A lot of times, the eight says when you come to a place and they tell you it's a good Eruv, what I do is you go one street, you check. After one street, you know if the guys is a good Eruv or not. If you see they know the base things, maybe they know. I'll give you another problem that happens a lot of times. You have Tzuras HaPesach, 100 poles, right? Now, so I have one stick, two sticks, three. The sticks, instead of standing straight, one of them is leaning in. Then one is standing straight. The other one, instead of straight, is leaning in. So what is the problem? No problem. The problem is like this. So the shape is like a test, yeah? One pole is straight, you have a string on top of it, the other one is inside here. Then the next trick goes weiter. The problem is, this place that it goes in is kilu outside of the Tzuras HaPesach, right? But the Tzuras HaPesach finishes here and the pole goes in here. So that whole area is called that it's not a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Not a Tzuras HaPesach, it's a bump. What is it? Tzuras HaPesach alamol, stick, string. So I have stick, string, this is the Pesach, but here it cuts in. What is this? A hole. Valet's a hole, it breaks the Tzuras HaPesach, and it breaks, in a lot of cases, the whole Shem Eruv. It has to be straight to have a Shem of a Tzuras HaPesach. Again, How much is the amount that it's crooked to passel the Eruv is a big shaila. It's a big shaila how crooked it has to be to break it. But a lot of times, the Metzia says, when I was a kid, I lived near an area that is the Eruv. It's very hard for them to do it. They come, how they, today it's a bit easier in Azastaria, you know, they do it with cement. Everything is, in the old days, how they put the Eruv, they took like a big metal thing, they put a stick inside with stones, and they put the Eruv. To put the stick straight was kimat impossible. So b'meila it went a bit crooked. Another problem is in the Eruv. Again, in the Eruv Alein, all of them I'm calling the second problem. The first problem we said could be Eruv doesn't help, Mishneh Berurah. This was the first part. Even if Eruv helps, you have to know how to do the Eruv. So much shit is inside. We just mentioned a couple little problems that exist came out in every second Eruv. I'm going in that problem yet. How you know that it's not torn? Chazoke. You have to know, in a lot of cities, the word chazoke is a very shvache chazoke. This was a big problem in Yerushalayim, I'm not going into it, it was a big machlekes. Some rabbonim here, Letzarech HaShoah, were a little bit matir. And I will explain. It was Yerushalayim, there's a lot of neighbors. It was a neighbor last year that is called Kiryat Yovel. It's in the way to Hadassah. They have the, like a slide, like looks like a monster. That neighborhood started to become frum. The friars hate that it became frum. Every Erev Shabbos, they cut the Eruv seven places. Every Erev Shabbos. 5 minutes before Shabbos, they cut the Eruv. Now, these people, the friars, they didn't have nothing against us. They had against these people, yeah? But they did a chap, it's one Eruv, yeah? It was the area of Yerushalayim, and in their area, they thought that they're fighting with the people in that neighborhood. It was never an Eruv in Yerushalayim, over 7-8 Shabboses. And then they got even smarter, they started to burn down the poles. They started to crook at them, you know, the ones that knew a little bit better. Now the Shaila is like this. So you could carry Yerushalayim in that Shabbos or not? How you could carry? I lived, when I was a kid, in Chof Shari Torah in Beit Vegan. They were building there. So every week they made the Eruv somewhere else. Every time was a truck. Booked in my street, no one Shabbos, was from their area. Sunday when the truck started, every time the truck, you know, that puts the cement, that big truck that you know, has like big pipes, every time he tore down the Eruv. The guy came with a higher ladder. He couldn't, you know. There was a limit how much the guy could have got up to. He tore the Eruv. If you will ask the people in Eruv, in a lot of areas, every week they have to fix it. So they tell you, but it's a chazoke. So, in the old days, they had neighbors that they had lights. And it was like an electric wire. And it had lights. If it was torn in one place, the light went off. I don't know why they stopped it. But when I was a kid, I remember it was one place that they made such a system. Now, I want to explain why you have to know the whole shear. Okay, first is to rely on chazoka is a shvach ezach. But again, if Eruv helps with the Rabbon on the Hainu, we hold that we don't have Rosh Hashanah in the Reise, we only have the Rabbonon. So legabi the rabbonon, sofik the rabbonon lekule. I have a chazoke. Ken zay, chazoke asur lishtanes. Yesh chazoke, yesh chazoke. But we had a tzad that you need eruv midai raise. 15 amud zay raise. Now the Mishneh Berurah says we relying on shita sarambam that tzura sapesa helps even midai raise. So you write it. It's b'mele. It blames the sofik the rabbonon. This was the bir aloche. Now you're relying on the Tzuras HaPesach, you have to be sure that it's not torn. You have to be sure that it's not torn. If it's torn, it's Nishken Eruv. If it's torn, it's Nishken Eruv. So again, so the way we have, First, the shayla, if we could rely on the Eruv Bichlal, even if we could rely on the Eruv, we have to know if they know how to do the Eruv. If they know how to do the Eruv, gates, poles, straight, not straight. And then, even if they know how to do the Eruv, if the Eruv stayed Becheskose. If the Eruv stayed Becheskose.
Every week they rip down the
Eruv
and the
Chazaka
changed the
Eruv. No, Chazaka means... No, you don't know when it ripped.
Every week you have to fix it.
Chazaka, every Isha could become a Nida. Because when she doesn't become a Nida, she's Becheska, so she's not tall.
I mean, if you know every week that it's ripped...
Every Isha behind the Chazaka that she sees a Nida, they fix it every week. The people of the Eruv fix it every week. The Shailah was torn before Shabbos and not. The people of the Eruv check it every Erev Shabbos. Or at least in the place that is the tzad of the tears, they check it. About it. Shaila is, if we could rely that the mistomet was not torn, or we could not rely that the mistomet was not torn. Then we have the third shaila about Eruv. This is Be'etzem, a whole nozer noise. We'll try to do in Bektzal. Even if Eruv helps, Abizog helps. So as a Pesach, it's not torn, they know how to do it, it's Beseder, alt is good, they have gates and walls and everything, the whole place, Yad Bin Yomin is closed completely, everything is good, Lamezal. It's a din derabonon, that you're not allowed to carry with the rabonon from your house to your friend's house. Even if you have an Eruv around it, it's the Isur derabonon, you're not allowed to take out Michotzer Lemovui, וממובוי לחוצר, זה איסור דרבונה. We call it, you need Eruv Chatzeres. Without Eruv Chatzeres, you can't do a, you can't carry. A person has to have Eruv Chatzeres. Without Eruv Chatzeres, you can't carry. So what is the problem? They do an Eruv, and then they do Eruv Chatzeres, right? The same Rabbonim that do the Eruv, when they finish, they do Eruv Chatzeres. The halacha is like this. How you do Eruv Chatzeres? So I'm not much b'ktzor, I don't want to go into all the halachas. But the idea of Eruv Chatzeres is, you take bread, you put it in one place, and you say that everyone has permission to use the bread. So ki'ilu, everyone is living in one house, it's one big family. So b'meila, I'm not caring for myself to my friend. It's one big family. So I put the bread in a place that is dalet al dalet, and b'meila, everyone belongs to that place, so everyone is tofel to that place. So there's two ways to learn. Either everyone is tofel to that place, or we say, k'shem that in this place we shoot fim, we're living together all over, so b'meila allowed to carry. Rashi learns pshat, we're tofel to this place. And the Rishonim learn pshat, k'shem that we're living in this place, we're living in every place. So nefkimin Moshe, if in yeshivas you have to make Erev Chatzeres or not. For Rashi you don't have to, because we really have one dining room. If you know that ki'ilu that we're living here, we have to live there. We're not going out to the party. It's a halacha in Eruv Chatzeres. Two people live in a chotzer, they have to make Eruv Chatzeres. A yid and a goy live in a chotzer, they don't have to make Eruv Chatzeres. But if you have two yidin and a goy, you can't do Eruv Chatzeres. Why? Kol mi she'eino makir be'eruv, you can't make Eruv Chatzeres with him. So the Moshul, if you make an Eruv in Manhattan, it's only if Manhattan is full with Yidden. But if it's Goyim living there, the Eruv helps that Midereisa, maybe it's not Tiltul. But it's an Isur de Rabbonon to carry, because you have to do Eruv Chatzeres. The Tegzera de Rabbonon, that a person carries from his Chotzer to his friend's Chotzer, tomorrow he will carry from his Chotzer to Shusarabim. So you have to do Eruv Chatzeres. If it's a goy living in the place, you can't do Eruv Chatzeres. If it's a goy living in the place, you can't do Eruv Chatzeres. So how we do Eruv? So what person does? So Chazal says a Eitzah. You go over to the goy, and you ask him if I could rent out a little place in your house. So I become a shutif in his house. And if he says no, I could rent out from his wife, it's also enough. His wife says no, I could rent from his kid. His kid says no, I could rent from his cleaner. From his slave. Someone that works by him. It doesn't make sense. Chazal said it's enough. Chazal said that it's enough. But you have to go over to him. So what do you do in Manhattan? You go over to every guy. Well, Rosh Hashanah, they have a private Eruv, yeah? We'll explain later maybe what is the Musik to make Yerushalayim, Chutz and the whole Eruv, every neighbor makes themselves an Eruv. They gain a lot of Zach. So they went over in every house and we found four. Now, we'll go weiter. So Manhattan, you have a problem with Goy. The halacha is it's not only a Goy. Kol mi she'einoy makir be'eruv, you can't make an Eruv on it. Every friar person, kol she'einoy makir be'eruv, you can't make an Eruv on it. So the machlek is chazanish, if tinoike she'nishbu is called like a Goy, or is not called like a Goy. But first in Eretz Yisrael today we have a lot of goyim. From the time they bought from Russia, a lot of goyim. We have a lot of goyim. So lemaisa, you can't do Eruv. So how you do Eruv? So that's in the whole Eruv fell. The old days in the ghetto, everyone was from. But in our days that you have goyim inside, living in the cities, or not from people that are not makir be Eruv, you bet them, ein nechanami de Eruv helps, but you can't carry it. It's not Eruv chatzeiros. So the Chacham Tzvi brings down the Shaila. He says, you go over to the king. The king owes the whole city. And you buy from the, you rent out from the king a permission. So the Chacham Tzvi, this is good when you had kings. But today that his government, his parliament, a king could go over to take every house. Of a stam, a parliament, zog de chacham tzvi in the poiskim. But when it's a war, they could go into your house, right? For security, they could go into your house, and if they needed now for 5 hours to wait to chop a terrorist, they could do it. So the mele, they could rent you out the place. So first, you have to know to who you have to go: to the mayor of the city, to the guy in charge, to the federal government. So again, you have to go to the right person. If you stam go over, but you have to go over to rent. If you don't go over to rent, you can't do a Eruv. Came the poskim and said, this was good till the old days. In our days, even the police is not allowed to go into your house. They have to get from the judge a permit to go in. No one could decide to go in. So there's no one to get permission from. So here is a big noise. It's a noise bifnei atzmai. Some say that today lemaise, especially after September 11, all these new laws against terrorists, lemaise, if they feel that it's a danger, they don't have to go. It's cases that they don't have to get permission. In the old days, there's no way you're not allowed to walk into someone's house if you don't have a letter from a judge. And the judge officially is not allowed to do it on his own. And even though the judge could cheat, but the judge cannot. The judge only has to do it if it's Yosha. He can't do it if it's not Yosha. I want to explain, the king could go into your house without Yosha. So he means that he owns it. The judge doesn't. If they will have that the judge did it stamp, they will make him a judge. And the tomorrow judge could cancel the first judge. And no one could really take away your house from you. But while the police, if they need it for security, they could do it. What some place you want to say that the shaila is when you get permission from the guy, what do you have to rent from the guy? A lot of the guy, they come over, I could use your house, the guy says, no way. Not masking. I was in a hotel once for Shabbos with a group of people. So we had to make Eruv Chatzeiros. It was a Ramada inn in Newark. So I went and I asked, I want to rent. I need to rent all the rooms for Shabbos. So how much are you paying? I said, a dollar. I said, don't worry. I'm telling you, I'm paying for, I took 40 rooms. Chutz and that, I'm renting permission to go into every room. I said, listen, just say yes. Nalocha is, he said, okay, I'm saying yes. Made a kinyan. But sometimes they say no, yeah? So Nalocha is, you could go over to the cleaner there and ask permission. Let me show you. You go to Schir Velikter. So the Eitz is some Machlekes Mechaber in Ramo, but the Ramo says, you know what, I'm not asking permission to go to the rooms, but I want to have rights in the hallways and all the dining rooms. So then I could take from my room to the dining rooms. I can't go into the private rooms. So what the government and the whole world is allowed to put benches all over all the public places. So even if we'll say that it will not help to go into the other goyim houses, but it will help to take out from the Yiddish house into the street, into more Yiddish places. But then your taki cannot go into a goyish house. And if someone lives in an apartment building that has goyim, so this is a very big noise. And again, the noise is, that noise I said, b'ktzora, is including two zachen. If it bichlal helps to make Eruv Chatzeres, and if the Rav that is doing it is going to the right people to make the kinyan. But stamp to put strings over it doesn't help. It doesn't help to put strings over. So I'm saying again, Avada, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein limchois b'yad ha-mekili. Ein limchois b'yad ha-mekili. But if a person thinks on himself, if it's a mokim not to carry, to be machmir not to carry or not, is a big mokim. And I'm telling you, I skip now Zaytik Eshailas. I'll just give you one more marshal of Zaytik Eshailas. Is a aloha if you have chotzer shaloi hukaf ledira, kegodol seosayim kebeis kalfof, is mevatel de'eruv. Meaning to say, if you have a huge park that is not made for living, and they're not building apartments there, and they didn't make a park there, they're planning to dig there to find gold and diamonds, it's mevatel the ganze eruv. So you have a lot of cities, like middle of the city, you see they're looking for oil for all different zachen. It's mevatel the whole eruv. There's different eitzes what to do. You have to make a separate eruv around that area. So b'meile, that is outside the Eruv and everything else is inside the Eruv. So I'm saying, the Tamtzis Advarim is that even without all of the shailas that we brought down, even if the Eruv is kosher ki ilchosa, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bal yef mal nefesh yachmir. Alach haskamo vekamo, this is the reason how to finish with the Lashon of the Chazanish. Now this, you understand why the Chazanish says it. Ve'anoise b'shabes, b'higoreroi, he brings down, כל מצווה ומצווה, כי אם הוא שוי מרויסו בכלולו, עדיין אין שמירוסו שמירו. כל זמן that he didn't learn good the עניונים. A person that didn't learn good the עניונים could pretend that he's doing mitzvahs. He says, למושל, a guy pretends that he's doing Suda Shabbos and he's eating boirel. והנויסה מסו בשבס, בהיגור הרוי, אך הרעים רימו עיר הזו מתוקנס. זה עירוב, what is the problem? ועל הרויב יש בזה מכשולס. The goyin and my sarav told his kids, even if it's the eruv, don't carry. So I'm not saying now, avada, it's very important if someone decides after the shir that I get to stop the carry to say bli neda. But to know, and again, it's not negeh, even if sometimes you carry, it doesn't mean not to try not to carry when you don't have to carry. The marshal, Sarsi Mitshuve, and Yom Kippur is coming, Aleinu L'Toivo. Shtein Mishnah Berurah, you have to be Machmir Palt, for sure not to carry Yom Kippur, not to carry Shabbos Tshuve. To be Machmir, to know is a Musik. And again, in Yerushalayim, the Eruv is much more. You go to modern places, you don't know if it's a Eruv. So, I'm saying, you understand now why the Bala Nefesh are so much machmir. Avad mitzad sheni, they had to make Eruvs, because a lot of people are carrying, and you matzah so much Yidden from Chil Shabbos. I'm saying, a lot of times I come to places, I help them to do the Eruv, because all these people will carry. And smach that there's a rumor that there's a Eruv, yeah? And it's mamish, let them chosh to try to protect them. Lot Chod to try to save them. Not saying that our tafkid is to fight against the Eruv. But the person to know why Bnei Teira don't carry, I think will masbir a little bit the big mucker why not to carry on Shabbos.